by your community.
Celebrating musical diversity
for the Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills.
We are 98.1 WKZE-FM Salisbury,
105.9 W290-BZ-FM Red Hook, and streaming worldwide at WKZE.com. 98.1 KZE, independent music for the independent mind.
98.1 KZE. It is MK with you, 5 o'clock on your Monday afternoon, and we got Tris Lenoir in the house. Hey, Tris.
Hello, hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. We have a special announcement for you to make, but that is going to be in like a couple minutes.
Sure.
Yeah, because first we have, Will actually came in and reminded me, and I'm glad that he did. We have a Monday game to play.
Sweet.
We'll get to that in a second. I'm just going to keep kicking things down the road as I think of other things I want to talk about. Could you do me a favor real quick?
Yes.
Could you tell everybody how cute this dog is?
Oh, we have a special guest in the studio, and his name is Tobin, and he is looking for a forever home.
Is he not like a really good dog?
He greeted me when I walked into the studio. Instant, a beautiful, sweet energy came up to me. He is beautiful striping on him. He looks like he's like a... I don't know, like an ancient Egyptian fancy dog.
You know what it feels like? Because he's been following me around the studio all day. Like, he's very much a, like, he picks his person and he's like, I'm just going to, like, be where you are. Ooh, Tobin, don't do that.
Don't do that, Tobin.
He's got a bone and it's like, yeah, there we go.
I had a feeling that might happen.
We'll get his bone for him in a sec there. But he's been following me around the studio, and I'm not going to lie. Like, there's something cool as like as a woman, especially like having a big dog just follow you around, not being threatening, not being defensive of me or anything. He's just there.
Well, you know, they say that dogs are the protectors of the physical world and cats are the protectors of the spirit world.
I love that.
So the cats are like the psychic mediums. I feel like dogs, though, can also pick up on ghosts as well.
Oh, yeah.
But cats really can't do much to protect you in the physical world. I mean, they can close someone's eyes out. I know my cat could. Her nails are sharp.
I've heard some stories of heroic cats.
Yes.
It definitely does happen. But yeah, so Tobin, again, is looking for a home. So that's thank you for the endorsement on Tobin.
Of course. Maybe we'll take a photo of him and we can take group photos and we'll share them on KZE if anybody wants to take this adorable sweetie pie.
I mean, Terry might take him home if nobody else does.
Okay.
Yeah.
He might even already have a home. You don't know.
So it's Monday. It's 5 o'clock. We like to play a game where we kind of just like discuss each other's media diets. Would you like to play?
Yes.
Awesome. So the way it works is I'm just going to ask you what you're reading, watching, and listening to. And yeah, you can just tell us. So I didn't really give you a heads up on that. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So offhand, is there anything you're reading right now, Trist?
I mean, I read like 20 books at once.
You're one of those people.
Yeah. So I would say, I mean, what's the last book I bought? I think the last book I literally bought was called like Your Soul Had a Purpose.
Okay. So you do like more like self-help? Is that kind of
it's
like
not,
a...
I don't even know if you would call... I think that word actually is on me. Remember when you used to go to Barnes & Noble and would say self-help, and now it's like they totally got
That's
rid of
that?
That's
where I'm getting that.
Yeah. It's kind of like... I guess self-spiritual help, but if anything, I mean, going back to mediumship, like we were talking about, I really love tapping into, you know, I think we all have psychic abilities. Mm-hmm. We're all born with it. We have to just learn how to use it.
I don't not agree with you.
So it's, but it's also, I'm very so fascinated with like past lives and your like, you know, your purpose here in this world, in this life. I mean,
the people, metaphysical.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I, you know, I've got books about that. I recently, the last book I would say I finished fully was one called Journey of Souls. It was all about past life cases of people being under hypnosis. And
such interesting stuff.
So interesting. And then the one I finished before that was actually Nick Cave's Faith, Hope, and Carnage, which was a beautiful read, which helped me get through, you know, the loss of my grandfather. So that's where I'm at. And then I also have, you know, on board, we got, you know, Lady Chatterley's Lover. And
okay, so you have your light reading
poetry
too.
Yeah. I got so many books. I love going to this place called Mirabai in Woodstock.
I mean, we my love whole Mirabai. Collection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a beautiful shop, so most Absolutely. Of my books are from there.
Are you an e-reader? Are you an audiobook girl? A little
I
bit of
like
everything.
I like it physical, honey.
Physical. Cool. Let's
I'm actually physical. Running out of shelf space, but
that's the problem.
But I can't get rid of books because I'm like, they're just, each one has such a special purpose.
Yeah.
And usually, I mean, I'll lend people books to borrow, but usually never get them back.
That's how that goes. I have to, yeah, I've got to accept that. I have a couple books out on loan that I really intended to be loans, and I'm like, I don't think I'm ever getting this back.
Bye-bye.
I can always go on like eBay and find a new one.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, speaking of, because you mentioned what movies are we watching.
Thank you for the segue. What are you watching?
So I literally, I took my grandfather's his DVD player, which I think he never used. And I was recently in Plattsburgh, and I went to this antique shop. My dear friend Iris showed me. They had like dollar DVDs.
Amazing.
So I was going, like, I think I got Lost in Translation. I got some Hitchcock films. I know. I watched that the other night. I always cry.
That was, I saw that in the theater. And I mean, what, you're like roughly my age-ish. Yeah. A little bit young, right? And
in vampire years or human years? What are we talking?
Both.
Okay.
That movie rocked my world.
Yes.
In theaters. I like that was like the dawn of an era for me of like, yeah. I'm an art girl.
And it has a great soundtrack too, like My Bloody Valentine. I forget who else, but I just
Peaches.
Watched Peaches. Yeah, Peaches.
Air
coming up next.
Air is on that record. I like. Yeah, that was a big. Like, I got a lot of music from that too. The Jesus and Mary Chain song at the end.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
So I always cry at the end. I'm a big movie sap. Like, I really. I mean, some of my favorite movies, though. I'll tell you my favorite directors, most people know, David Lynch, Stanley Kubrick, Adrian Lynn, Hitchcock. But then, like, I really love, like, crazy 90s erotic thrillers, which most of them are, like, Adrian Lynn. But, like, there's one called Damage that I love. And people are going to be like, this girl's crazy. But I have this same repetitive pattern of watching movies where it always involves a older attractive male and a younger woman. So Lost in Translation and a movie I just watched for the first time last night. Do you mind if I tell the story about this one?
Please.
So I was on YouTube and, you know, the band Cigarettes After Sex. Mm-hmm. I just started listening to them because somebody said, your music kind of reminds me of them a little bit. I'm like, interesting. So I put on this song. It's called Each Time You Fall in Love. And somebody made like a video to it. And I was like, what movie is this?
Oh.
I was searching high and low. I finally got a copy of a DVD from some like random place in LA I ordered from. And I watched it last night. It was like a fever dream, so I kept kind of falling asleep, waking up, having to rewind it. But it's an Italian movie from 1972, and it was called La Prima Notte di Quiete.
Oh.
Did I say that right? I don't know.
Sounds good to me.
Stars Alain Delon. He's a sexy, hot professor who falls for his 20-year-old student, and they have this beautiful Italian love affair.
Mamma mia.
I know. People are like, this girl needs therapy.
Who's the young Italian? Who's the 20-year-old student?
Oh, God. Her name was like Sophia something, but she was beautiful. Okay. Really good movie. Kind of slow, but again, like, I
vibes-based.
I like slow movies. I'm weird like that. Slow romantic movies.
It depends on the movie, but I can get into it sometimes.
It was like midnight I started it. So to start a long subtitle movie at that time is
it's
tough.
A choice.
But I was like, my eyes were like wide open watching it.
Finally, I'm going to quickly ask you what you're listening to. And then we have a quick announcement, well, not a quick announcement, a big announcement to make after the commercial. So what are you listening to right now, Trist?
Oh, God. What did I just recently buy? Let's see. La, 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 la. I mean, lately, I've had on repeat like Queens of the Stone Age because I just saw them in concert a couple weeks ago.
Did they just put out a new album or they're about to put out a new album?
They put out this amazing new live concert called Alive in the Catacombs.
I heard it was incredibly good.
I may have
heard that from you.
So, yeah, but probably. I'm like telling everyone about it. But I feel like them and like Morphine, as usual, have just been on this like repeat playlist like over and over again. But I mean, I just listen to everything at this point. I've been buying CDs and DVDs. I'm like addicted.
Awesome.
Running out of space, but we're fine.
Yeah. Well, that makes a perfect segue into our big announcement, which we will get to right after the break here on 98.1 KZE.
Hi, it's Sarah from Red Hook Community Center on Fisk Street in Red Hook. We have some really cool things happening here that I want to tell you about. The Red Hook Community Center serves all residents and visitors of Northern Dutchess County and beyond. If you're hearing the sound of my voice, then we'd love to see you at the center. RHCC is a place where toddlers play and meet their first friends, youth spend their after-school hours and find their first jobs, adults learn to make art or take advantage of our exercise classes, older adults find friends and share their talent with others. All of our programs are free and open to all. We are true to our name at the Red Hook Community Center. We are all about community, just like KZE Radio. So come see us to make art, dance, exercise, learn, play, and explore. Visit us at redhookcommunitycenter.org, and please do come and see us. We'll see you soon.
Come knit or crochet with Deb every other Tuesday at 11 a.m. in the sewing room, redhookcommunitycenter.org.
This is Andy Gladding, owner of WKZE Radio, located in beautiful Red Hook, New York. Here at 98.1 KZE, we look out for our neighbors, and that includes helping you make smart choices for your home and your family. That's why I wanted to take a moment to tell you about Archtop Fiber. They're bringing 100% fiber internet to the Hudson Valley, with new services in Ulster and Dutchess counties being installed daily. With Archtop, you get ultra-reliable speeds, no hidden fees, and pricing that doesn't spike after a few months. This means real savings over time, for families, for local businesses, and for our entire community. And here's the best part. They're locally rooted, right across the river in Kingston. That means better service and decisions that actually benefit our towns, not just corporate shareholders. It's time to ditch the outdated cable and join the fiber future, built by and for the Hudson Valley. Visit archtopfiber.com to learn more and make the switch to savings today. Archtop Fiber, smart, local, and built to last.
98.1 KZE, it's MK with you, 10 minutes after 5 on your Monday afternoon, and a delight to kick off our week with our friend Tris Lenoir, who you know from her burlesque drawing classes at Jane Street Art Center, her burlesque performances all over the Hudson Valley, her just general coolness and DJing and music, and now tell us what else you're going to be doing.
So ladies and gentlemen and other beautiful creatures that are on the radio listening, you can join me starting June 16th, and I will be hosting my own radio program. July. Hello, what month is it? July 16th, and it's going to be called Nighthawks.
Woo!
And it's, yeah, my own radio show I'm doing here at KZE. You can tune in Wednesday evenings from 7 to 9. And yeah, it's going to be real exciting. I'm so excited to be a part of the team here and spread the love of music.
Spread the Nighthawks wings.
Yes.
I am so excited for it. I mean, I'm a big fan of doing things differently. And like KZE does that really well. Like just playing music that like other stations wouldn't think to play. And like, you know, like bringing music to our audience from like a variety of different perspectives. You know, like what Rick plays in the morning is not the same as what Adam plays in the midday, is not the same as what I play in the afternoon. And I think our specialty shows are a great extension of that. So I'm super excited to hear what you're going to bring to our Wednesday evenings.
Thank you.
Nighthawks is a great name. Was that yours?
So it's inspired by the Edward Hopper painting. That famous painting.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, that diner corner painting of all
genius.
The people. And I love his work. And there's just that painting is like very moody.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just, I don't know. I mean, just talking about the painting, what I love about it, it's nighttime. It's like a city atmosphere. It's the middle of the night. And I feel like for me personally, I've had so much like, there's always that music I like to play after a certain hour that is like, what I say, chill out or make out to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like the energy for this show. It's, you know, it's all the stuff I wish I could play that I don't play at my DJ parties.
Love that.
Because it's definitely more chill. Mm-hmm. It's more down tempo. It's not just 80s, 90s. There's 50s, there's 40s, there's 30s. There's just everything in there.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much just all the music that I would listen to.
Or
on my own.
Like if you were the radio DJ that they're listening to in that diner, in that painting.
There you go.
Like this is what they would be hearing.
That's right.
And, you know, we're taking it out of time, so we're assuming that they could be listening to songs from the 2000s and the 50s and whatever. But, yeah, I love this. Nighthawks with Trist right here on KZE. That's going to be Wednesdays from 7 to 9. And
starting July 16th.
Woo!
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited, too. Thank you so much for getting the connection together.
I mean, dude, it was a natural fit. Like, every time you come in here, we have so much fun. And I think you mentioned, you're like, yeah, it'd be fun to do a radio show. And
yeah.
We're like, yes, please, please do a radio show. So, yeah. Yeah, welcome to the crew.
Thank you. Popping the champagne.
We should have brought some. Pastries. Thank you. So I can't wait to eat these. Before we play a Nighthawks sampler, you have some other exciting shows coming up too, right?
Yes. So July 12th, I will be at Unicorn in Kingston. So doing my regular party there called Nightwave,
mm-hmm.
which is an 80s, it's 80s new wave, but it's kind of like the darker side of the 80s.
Awesome.
So yeah, that's from 9:30 to 12:30 about July 12th. And that's be at Unicorn Kingston. You can follow me at Trist_official on Instagram, TRYST, to get more details. But yeah, 80s night, visuals, atmosphere, fog. I've got like vintage visuals of like silent films and go-go amazing. Dancers from the 60s. So yeah. It's a mood.
Triss LeNoir is our guest on KZE. You can hear her starting July 16th, Wednesday night, 7 to 9 on Nighthawks. And let's get a little taste. What are you going to spin for us from the Nighthawks archives?
So this is like kind of cheating a bit because I've definitely played this at my DJ parties before. But since we're promoting Nightwave and
you don't
Nighthawks.
Wanna, you don't want to give away the whole Nighthawks
catalog. I don't want to give away the whole thing either. But I am going to go in with a song that I absolutely love called I Wanna Be Adored by the Stone Roses.